Hello everyone.
My name is Lynn.
I'm Melvin.
And I'm Maggie. And welcome back to the Liberated Looks podcast. In our last episode, we talked about a few studies relating to young girls' body images and the impact of social media has on their self-esteem. To those of us just joining, last episode we discussed our own experience with social media and self-esteem in relation to cultural and environmental aspects. In this episode, we will focus on how you as a parent can help your child to have a higher self-esteem and a positive body image.
Last episode, we asked you all to fill out a survey for us. Thank you to all who participated, and I'll discuss what we found from the survey. So in the survey, we asked a series of questions relating to social media and self-esteem, as well as your relationships with adolescent daughters and girls. So one of the questions was, how familiar are you with social media? Majority of you all said that you were relatively familiar with social media. And it comes as no surprise with our audience that majority of the social media that you all use is Facebook. People were relatively familiar with the impact of social media on self-esteem and mental health. And majority of you are a parent of a daughter. And those who are not typically interact with adolescent girls ages from 15 to 19. Unfortunately, a lot of you did say that you felt insecure about your physical features. However, you don't often criticize your physical appearance vocally in front of others. Many of you believe that you have a strong relationship with your daughter and that they do have access to social media. And very few of you would limit or monitor your child's social media use.
I think it's really interesting that a lot of the people voted that they don't really vocalize some of their insecurities or how they feel about their body out loud. And I hope the survey made people realize that maybe they do it more than they think. And maybe the reason why those results are like that is because they don't realize like how much they do it. Because I personally don't realize when I'm like commenting on my own body out loud, unless like someone points it out and they're like, oh, that's not true, or they just ignore me. So I just thought that result was really interesting.
Yeah, because out of everybody who filled out the survey, none gave themselves a 5, which was the max score on our survey for how often they're vocally criticizing their physical appearance. I would have thought that we would have at least had one person put themselves on the maximum.
But either way, thank you all for taking the time out of your day to complete that survey for us. I actually found a study the other day thinking about this topic, and it was based on body dissatisfaction, BMI, and relationship quality between mothers and daughters. And the study showed that a healthy mother-daughter dynamic is strongly associated with high body esteem and confidence in young girls. So there is a strong empirical evidence that the way mothers and view and talk about their own body image affects not only how girls view their own bodies, but it also leads to healthier relationships and mindsets between child and parent.
And does this study say that daughters are mirroring their mothers, or does it just say that the relationships are affected?
So in a way, the study is saying that, like, for example, if a mother is looking into the mirror saying, oh, like, I've gained weight, like, you know, I've gotten fatter. And, like, even if it's not directly towards their daughter, if their daughter is in the background, they're hearing this, they would kind of internalize that same idea when they look at themselves in the mirror. And in a way, it could also create some sort of self-esteem, like, low self-esteem in their daughters whenever they do communicate with their mother, because they might think, oh, like, my mother might feel the same way about me, the same way she thinks about herself.
And how diverse is this study?
So I will say that the study mainly focused on adolescent girls ages like 9 to 12, and that when it comes to diversity in the study, it was very little. There were no Black or like Asian families that were involved. The study primarily had people that identified as non-Hispanic, white, or Hispanic.
Well, I went ahead and took a look at the study, and what was shocking to me is that of all of the daughters and mothers who took part in the survey that were at normal weight or even underweight, 44% of the daughters in that category still desired a thinner physique, and 65% of the mothers desired a thinner physique. Of all the mothers who took part in the survey, only 13% said that they didn't want to change anything about their body size. And given that the results of the study show how big of a correlation there is between a mother's self-image, especially body image satisfaction, it's quite worrying.
Those are really interesting results. And although our survey's results differed in the fact that people didn't rate their bodies as harshly, but less people took our survey, and our survey could have been more diverse, leading to different results. And so it is still important to keep in mind that the way parents outwardly express their bodies still has an impact on their children's self-esteem. The study that I mentioned in our first podcast provided that instead of focusing on young girls' outward appearance, these young children can focus on developmental assets like education.
As a way to boost their self-image?
I mean, the study said instead of focusing on how they look and how they're perceived by other people, they can focus on other things that are can be easier for them to be happier with, like their education.
And that increases their body image satisfaction? Just focusing on school more?
I mean, that could happen, but it could also just be sort of like putting a band-aid over it. But the study just suggested that instead of emphasizing your outward appearance, you can emphasize how you feel inwards, and that can be contributed to being successful in the education world.
So positive affirmations work, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. I also don't really think that what Maggie is trying to say is that you have to include like these sort of social topics in school necessarily, because I feel like that is more of a responsibility of the household, like at home. So overall, there is this idea that although social media and like your peers does affect how you might view yourself or your body image, but a lot of that can start at home, like from your parents or like siblings. I know for me personally, like my mom is getting up in age, so I do hear herself like telling herself, oh, like, you know, I'm getting gray hairs, or like my wrinkles and like dark spots are being like more prominent. And like I do find myself kind of noticing that, and I think that also contributes to how a lot of young girls have this fear of aging, or like aging naturally, because of those insecurities and body standards that a lot of like older women might be vocally complaining or like showing.
And we're not saying that those of you listening at home are older women, right? We do have a good bit of a young audience listening in. But I just feel like the concept of being judgmental about oneself and not realizing how much you're critiquing yourself is something a lot of our viewers at home can relate to. Now, last episode, I promised there would be an intervention that you as the listener can take at home and implement into your daily lives. And it's time to talk about what that intervention is. Now, I want you to sit down, take a deep breath, and find the biggest jar in your house that you can find. What we had in mind is a variation of the classic swear jar some of you might have grown up with. Essentially, what we want you to do as the listener is to go ahead and put this jar somewhere where everyone in your house can see it. Rather than putting money in there every time you swear, what you're going to do is you're going to challenge yourself and everyone in your home to put a positive affirmation note into the jar every time they find themselves being critical about their appearance or body. It's a great way to track just how often you find yourself critiquing yourself, because I suspect that a lot of our viewers at home aren't aware of just how often they might really be critiquing themselves.
With those positive affirmations, you can hand your daughter or even everyone in the household one each day and see if there's a difference in the dynamic in your home, and if everyone in the family feels more positive in general. Hopefully, as the intervention continues, you and those in your household will notice that the rate in which notes are popping up in the swear jar are decreasing, meaning that the amount of insecurities you're hyper-focusing on during a day-to-day basis are also decreasing.
We would like you to take about a week to 2 weeks to implement the swear jar. And as the last part of this podcast, we are inviting you to fill out another survey. It is linked in our bio, and we ask you to keep in mind everything we have discussed throughout our podcast and how the swear jar has helped you and your family. We want to thank everyone for listening in, and we hope that we have made an impact in your daily life.
Stay tuned, because our next episode is going to talk about what we found out in our latest podcast. And let's keep that hype we had for that first survey coming into the second one. The results we've gotten from you guys so far has been greatly appreciated. Thanks for listening.